Hello.
Hey Clay, this is Chase. How are you?
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. So remember, like, we had a discussion about the text calculator and the shipping?
Yes.
Yeah, so I have my IT guy with me. He's basically taking care for the shipping, the tax calculators, all sort of calculators. So he's one of the technical leads. I'm bringing him on the phone. His name is James Black, and he will basically explain you the process and let you know how we will simply going to be installing it, how you can install the taxes, how would the shipping work. So he will be the right person. So let me just bring him on the phone, right? Do you have time?
Yeah, I have time.
Perfect. Because I'm just basically doing that so that we can go ahead and we can finish it as soon as possible, because I think that the tax thing that you've just mentioned and the shipping is the only part which has been remaining. As far as the website is concerned, everything is ready to go. So let me just bring him on the phone.
All right, perfect.
All right. Hey, James, you there on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm Chase. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. Thank you, James. So remember, I just basically came to you in the production and told you about the client. We have Clay with us. He's basically working with Christy and Fisher and the Grays for the Batkiss project. So they basically would like to add the text calculator and the shipping calculator onto it. So can you please suggest us the best resolution for?
Okay. I mean, the clients are on the call as well?
Yes, Clay is with us.
Hey, Clay, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, Clay. First of all, how are you? I mean, how's your day going?
Pretty good. How about you?
I've seen it. Just a busy day, a lot of work, but work is work. Work is money. So what I was just going through your website, Batkiss. I mean, amazing site, I would say. I mean, I can see a lot of good pictures over here. Something that is missing. I mean, I guess you had a discussion with Mr. Chase regarding the text calculator and shipping calculator, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know what is text calculator and how it's going to be useful for you for your business? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, because we're trying to calculate taxes so we can do self-tax compliance.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect.
So I know that's huge.
Let me explain you one thing first. There are two types of taxes. I mean, state tax and federal tax. So both the taxes would have a different calculator use on your website, because the state tax would be directly go to the state of the, you know, in which state you would be operating. The federal will go to the federal government. So over here, we need to have two tax calculator instead of one.
Yeah.
Perfect. Second thing, the shipping calculator as well. I mean, for example, somebody come to your site and try to, you know, purchase a T-shirt or whatever you're selling on the website, though. They give you the address for the shipment. The shipment, you know, the company, the vendor, will going to charge you, for example, $1. Okay, that $1, the software that I'm going to create for you, that $1 would be, you know, directly go to the vendor's account. For example, you're selling a T-shirt for $10, so $9 will be credited to your account, and $1 will be directly go to the vendor. So you don't need to get in hassle, and I have to make the payment to the XYZ for the shipment and all that. Everything would be done through the website.
So for shipping, we're going to use ShipBob. It's a company we've been working with, and we're setting up implementation on Wednesday for that, and they give us their pricing. And on our website, we want to include free shipping, though, as an option, and just pay for shipping out of our pocket.
Why? I mean, sorry to say that, but your own pocket?
Oh, well, so we add it to the cost of the final product just a little bit to kind of make up for it.
Being very honest, that's not a good business practice. Trust me. See,
what is,
if you can do the same thing, yeah, let me explain to you. For example, I mean, you're just trying to operate your business state to state, or you have any plans to take your business out of the United States as well? Let's say if you want to, ship the business, I mean, to Europe as well. So you know what charges you have to bear on one product? Do you have any idea?
They got Zone 10, and that's all worldwide, and it's going to be for 2-day shipping. It's going to be like $20.
Yeah, so you're saying you're going to pay $20 or more than that from your own pocket? Seriously?
Well, it won't be out of our own pocket. We're just going to add it kind of to final cost, like a cost average of all the zones.
I'll explain to you how you're going to run your business. Are you in front of a computer?
Yeah, I'm from. I was working on our pricing right now.
Okay, can you visit one website that I would love you to visit, please? LilyPulitzer.com.
What is it called?
Lily Pulitzer.
Hello?
L is in Larry. I is in Indigo. L is in Larry. L is in Larry. Y is in Yellow. B is in Paul. U is in Umbrella. L is in Larry. I is in Indigo. T is in Tom. Z is in Zebra. E is in Eric. R is in Rose. .com.
I got ELITZ.
Lily. Lily Pulitzer.
Sorry, it's hard to hear.
Hold on.
It's basically Lily. L-I.
Okay. Are you in the site, man?
I just got put on hold for a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Lily.
Pulitzer. P is in Paul. U is in Umbrella. L is in Larry.
Yeah,
I is in Indigo.
Okay.
T is in Tom. Z is in Zebra. E is in Eric. R is in Rose. .com.
.com. All right. Hello, I just went on hold again.
Well, basically, I built this website, you know, back in 2015. The entire integration of the shipping, the product uploading, everything has been done by myself. So Lily is a very good friend of mine. I mean, she started a business like in 2015. She was very worried about how she can sell her clothes online. And you know what? How much she's earning in a month? Almost around $50,000 to $60,000. Just
damn.
Yes. So for you know, if you wanted to, you know, earn something different, I mean, definitely you're starting your new brand, so you need to be unique. I mean, if you don't sound unique,
so you think we should just have our product cost and then just under have our shipping costs?
Exactly. See, every dollar counts, you know, Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Every dollar, every cent counts. You know, if you're running a business, you should make your company as a profitable organization. For that, you need to count even a $1 as well.
Okay.
So my suggestion, I mean, you see the website, what's your review on just visiting the website? The website is good, bad, or is excellent?
It looks great.
That's what I would suggest to you. You know, you can go to new arrivals over here. You can see a lot of new products would be coming in, which would be you know, in the summers or in the winters as well. So they are already, you know, marketing their new products through the website. This is one of the part that you can help us. I mean, your website will be doing that for your product as well. First thing. Second thing, if you go to any product and try to purchase that product, they would give you the option For example, the product's for $50. So you need to, you know, that $50 will be directly go to your account, and the shipping and everything will be managed at the back end of the website. The transactions would be broken up. For example, your cost for this shirt is for $40, and $10 is for the shipping. That $10 will go directly to your account, and that $50 will be divided and would be given to your vendors. So your customer would not have an impression that they're paying extra dollar for the shipping. They would see that this the shirt cost is like $50, but actually the $10 extra that you would be getting, the vendors would be enjoying that, and you would.
Okay, okay. So I'm looking at because we're working with a shipping company, and like on their website, you have like they link to your website, and then like they like track orders for you, and then they charge you when they ship them out. So would that
right
when
now,
they have
give
a calculator?
Me, give me, give me an idea. How much they're going to charge you on, for example, on one product? How much they're going to charge you?
Because we're going to try to do 2-day shipping,
mm-hmm.
so it's like 2-day delivery. They're charging for 1 pound. It's starting at zone one, $10, and then it just kind of climbs up like a dollar every once in a while. Not really a lot, though. It's about $10 range.
Well, if I give you an option, instead of using someone else's vendor, I mean, for the shipping, why don't you have your own instead of, you know,
Oh, because my sister and her—it's they're in LA and they're kind of busy. You know, they work another job, and my sister's an actor.
You don't need to.
So we didn't.
Let me explain. You don't need to do that. Everything would be done automatically with your website. All you need to do is just calculate the revenue that you've been getting through the website. That's it. Everything would be done with the system.
We're working with a fulfillment center, so like we can drop off the items and they ship it for us. So we don't have to deal with the shipping and the returns and all that.
Mm-hmm. But I would suggest to you, instead of going to that way, you can have your own shipping model. Because in the future, I mean, you don't start in this business just for a few months, right? I mean, you're going to take it for
who's shipping the product for us then? If like, because we're not going to be, like, we don't want my sister to have to load up her car with clothes every day and drop them off at UPS.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we just kind of, we want to just make one big drop off at a warehouse and them handle it for us and we can track it.
Everything would be done with the dashboard that Mr. Chase have already, you know, provided to you.
Mm-hmm. So does it calculate taxes for us? Is it going to be like showing like taxes for people?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Let's do one thing. The same vendor that you wanted to continue with, we can use that as well. I mean, I was just giving you one of more suggestions, which will definitely gonna help you to enhance your business and, you know, to get you more profit. But if you wanted to continue to Shopbox, that's perfectly fine with me. Because my job is to explain you much better for your business. That's what I'm doing here right
mm-hmm.
now. So if we use a Shopbox as well, but we need to, as I explained earlier, we need to have two text calculators. One is state text and one is federal.
Yeah, and is that going to cost extra to add to the website? Is that like something y'all would do and add for us?
Yeah, that's definitely going to cost you extra because we have to create both the text calculator for your website according to the requirement of the website. Yes.
Yeah. And do you know how much that would cost? Just like a rough estimate?
That depends. See, that would be a one-time cost, you know, that's not going to be for monthly.
Okay.
If you go to any else, you know, try to take the tax calculator, they will definitely gonna give you on a rental basis, you know, because I have to create both the tax calculator for you for your website, and you would have that, you know, the surety that tax calculator is just talks to you.
And if I'm not wrong, James, I think like if they take the tax calculator for somebody else, they have to pay the one-time integration to install it, and then they will pay the monthly charges. But if you do it for them, then that's a one-time fee.
Exactly. So, that's what I'm trying to explain to Mr. Clay.
Yeah, but would it be able to for us to get on and file?
Everything would be done to the website, Clay. You don't need to worry as well. See, I'll explain to you. What you need to do is, for example, you complete the six-month tenure, okay? You want to pay your taxes. Mm-hmm. You need to set the calendar as well. I will have the tax calculator will have a calendar as well. For example, you want to pay your taxes after 6 months, so the amount would be deducted from your account, and it would be paid to the state tax government and the federal as well. So everything would be
so
done
like
to the system. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that sounds pretty good. Because we were just about to hop on that, looking for a sales tax.
Come again?
So you would build into our website, and then we could like log in and file it easily for.
Absolutely.
You?
Correct.
Perfect. That's what I was trying to get at. Okay. If as long as we can file it easily without us like having the huge headaches trying to compliance with the sales tax.
That is correct. See, it's a one-time
okay.
fee for a lifetime. You know, I'll explain to you the cost associated with it. I mean, it's going to be a one-time fee because we need to have an additional development hours. I mean, I need to assign like 6 to 7 developers to design and to develop this entire system, the calculator, to your site. It's going to cost you around $5,000 one-time fee for the lifetime. But there won't be no additional extra fee for it. Plus, there won't be any, subscription fee or integration fee. Plus, there won't be any monthly charges that you need to pay to the any other XYZ company. Plus, I'll also, integrate the Shopbox, the shipping, for you as well in the same price.
Okay. Could you send me a email, like, reviewing all this so I can talk to my my partners about this? Just so I'm not the one gonna be paying for it, so I need to make sure everyone understands it completely.
Okay, so you have partners as well, Chase. Can you help me on this?
Yeah. I think she has Christy and Grace, and he's basically
Dad
one
and
of
my
the associates. Yeah. So it's basically a family business out there, basically running, right, Clay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Clay.
I got to talk to my mom's going to be like the accountants behind it. So I got to talk to her about it. Then I got to talk to my dad because he's the one paying for most of the startup costs.
Well, I guess you're the business owner, right?
Yeah, we're all
so
part of it.
The decision will be the final decision, I guess. No?
Yeah.
Well, then what are you waiting for? I mean, your decision would be the final. Then I guess you don't need to take the ideas of that you need to use this or not, because you are the owner of this company or this business, so your decision would be very beneficial.
However, I would say one thing in this: is there anything better that we can do about the cost? Because I think one of the reasons that Clay has to basically talk to his family, his mom and his dad, is about the cost as well. Because if the cost is something which he can basically prove right now, he might have gone for it. Am I right, Clay?
Yeah, it's kind of $5,000 kind of a lot.
Considering you talked, James, just to let you know that they're basically one of my special clients, and which is why we're doing their particular work on a priority basis to get the website live within this particular week so that they can start their bread and butter from the day the website goes live. So is there anything better that we can do in this particular price? Because I know that the tax calculator is something which they really need. But what's the best you can do for them?
Well, Chase, being very honest to you, I mean, we need to build 2 tax calculators over here, state and federal both. And I have to assign the best team to get this job done within the week, right? That's what you told me. So I need to, assign new team plus the existing team. There would be an additional development hours as well, which would be allocated to the project. So let me do something here. Can you guys hold on for a second if you guys don't mind? Let me do some calculation here.
Sure. And meanwhile, you're basically putting us on hold. Clay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so the sales tax API that you told me, I basically studied that about it. So if we go at that particular route, even at that particular route as well, then the one-time installation was $999, and then the monthly fee that you have to basically pay for that particular calculator with the subscription and the API with the sales tax is around like $50 or $100, which has been coming up, including the federal and the state tax. So, but to be very honest, I think he's basically in hold. The 5,000 seems like high for me, considering the fact which you guys have already spent it out. But let's just see what's the best he can do, and then I can try my best to go negotiate more just to basically finish the particular project, because everything else has been done. This is the only part which has been remaining, so that the payments could go smooth and fine. He can calculate the tax and everything about it. So let's just wait for him.
Yeah. And we already kind of found the shipping company we kind of wanted to use. We've been talking to them, and we really like them. And they gave a pricing. So I don't.
For the shipping as well, I would also want you to basically use the same ShopBot. But you need to understand this, like if you have to add the shipping integration onto that particular price, because at the end, the clients who are basically buying that particular product, they will be seeing the product, the shipping costs on their particular checkout, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we need to integrate the API, the payments, that the cost that they'll be basically charging you for each particular shipping. So you have to basically share the sheets for the cost as well, so that I can design it in a way that the customers can basically see their particular shipping rates according to the state, city, whatever they're coming from. So that is something which we have to basically integrate onto that particular part. If you go to a different route and use a different shipping method, which he was explaining to you, then of course the cost would be more. But the integration for the ShopBob, I think it's included in the same price which he has set. But again, I would still say that the price is something which I think is more. But let's just see what he have to say. James, are you back on the phone? Oh, I think he's not yet.
I see what you're saying, though. You had to include the shipping fees. So what we were looking at doing instead of doing like that was just saying make it easy and just give us one price and just don't. Because we were working with these shipping and they're going to ship for us. So I was just going to do like a cost average. So $10 is going to be our average shipping. So we'll add that to the $10 to the final price of each unit. So then whenever we check out, it's just free shipping. They're technically still paying.
Then I don't think so. Like the integration is needed for the ShopBob as well, because you said that you're already adding the price for the shipping and the same particular price at the checkout. However, the website would only state free shipping.
Yeah, and that would be fine. I mean, that's what we're kind of going for.
But in the future, you can always choose with that one. But for right now, I think just to basically save the cost, I'll inform Jane as well that they don't want to basically include the shipping. So let's just see what's the price difference in that particular part if you just go with the tech calculator.
Because at the end of the day,
let's take the call up. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, guys? Okay. Clay, I mean, after taking too much time, I mean, I have to do some mathematics over here. The cost that I provided to you, that was a reasonable cost, but considering Chase, I have tried to, you know, get you some discounts over here. The additional $1,000 that we required here is that $50 definitely be needed to get this job done on the time. Secondly, the API creation that we need to do, because we're not going to rent out the API from any other vendor. We need to create your own API, as I explained to you earlier. Secondly, we need to create two calculators, state and federal, as I said earlier. For all these three services that we need to get it done, I'll give you a straight discount of $2,300, so the entire price for the one-time fee for the lifetime, no monthly, no yearly, just pay once and enjoy the service for the lifetime. That's going to be $2,700. That's what I can do the best for you at this moment, considering Chase on the call, because I never give discounts, because what I do, I always value my work. So considering $2,700 for the one-time fee for a lifetime, I would say you had a very great day today, Clay.
So you're cutting it from $5,000 to $2,700?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and that's going to be a one-time fee. That is just because of Chase.
Thank you very much.
$2,700 will include your additional Devilton hours that we require to get this job done. The two calculators will be created. One would be state and federal. The API creation that we need to get this job done, because Clay, as I explained to you earlier, again, we are not renting this API. We would be creating this one for you. I need to write the algorithms. I need to write the entire software development for it. So that is why, you know, considering Chase, I've given you the discount, the best discount that I can offer you, because I can see your website is almost in the completion. So I don't want to take much more time. I want you to start earning now from the website. And trust me, this would be, I would say, a life changer for you, the site going to be, because Chase have done an excellent job on the website, I would say. Excellent job. And this would be the best that we can help you on. And $2,700 will cover everything as we discussed.
All right, $2,700. Do you have a phone number I can call you back in like 30 minutes to an hour so I can call and just make sure it's all good?
Well, you can call Chase, and Chase can connect the call with me. No problem with that.
All right, perfect. Yeah, give me like maybe like more like an hour, and I'll call him right back and let you know by then.
And before you go, Clay, I just have one question. Thank you very much, James, for bringing down the cost. I'm pretty sure this makes now more easier
perfect.
To basically get the decision ongoing. However, as you mentioned, like this API will give them the ability to basically file the taxes from the website without going any other way, right?
That is correct. Mm. Absolutely.
And the calendar functionality will be there so that if after 6 months they put a reminder, then the website can also remind them as well?
They don't even need to do that. They don't even need to do that. Everything will be done with the website. What exactly they need to do is just to calculate the revenue. That's it.
Perfect. Anything else that you have in mind? Because I think like my questions are pretty much being answered by James.
Clay, do you have anything for me?
I need to go talk, but that sounds great. I mean, that in the long run, that would save a lot of money.
Consider $2,700 right now, because once your business will gonna go up, definitely you will be having a very big pain on calculating the taxes or doing the shipment calculation, everything. At the end, you need to pay more dollars to have this all integrated to your website. So right now, I would say this is the best that I can offer you, and again, Chase being the best help for you to getting you more discount, and the website that he has made for you, it's excellent. I would be the first person to purchase your product from the website. That's a promise to you.
Yeah. All right.
You already got a one sale on the website, though.
What'd you say? Sorry.
So I guess everything is done now. Clay, you can contact Chase about how soon we can get this started, because we have very short time, right, Chase, if I'm not wrong?
Yeah. We need to make the website.
Because I need to write the entire algorithm here, so we need to start working as well.
Sure. As soon as Clay will inform me about it, I'll update James, and then we'll go from there.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Clay. Thank you, James. Bye.